morning. 7:34. I gotta let you know, Hunter is out sick today. Got a little tummy ache. A little tummy ache. You gotta take the day off. Am I the only one that doesn't get sick around here? I must be such a superhuman that I just don't get sick. No, he's had a stomach ache for the last couple of days. So I told him, go to the doctor, go to the gynecologist, whatever he needs to do. He always laughs at that joke. So hopefully he gets feeling better for tomorrow. Because tomorrow we have the eggnog pour challenge with Benny. And I'm going to tell you more about that a little bit later on. Just know tomorrow Benny is going to get a mouthful of eggnog, whether he likes it or not, from a high point. Okay. So I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. Right now, though, we're talking about your favorite holiday movies. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This time of year, everyone's got them playing on in the background. You go to holiday get-togethers, there's usually something on the screen. I'll tell you mine right now. I've always loved this movie, and I appreciate it more and more as I get older, and that's It's a Wonderful Life. I love that movie. Black and white, I don't care. It's just the story is so good, and the actors are great, and it's such an awesome movie. And a lot of my favorite holiday movies are older ones. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was one of my favorites. I still love watching that one. The Island of Misfit Toys is creepy and awesome in all the same way. Frosty the Snowman. Is another great one of those old ones, those old stop-motion claymation movies, which is great. A Charlie Brown Christmas, you can't go wrong with. We got some comments on our Facebook page. Tyler York said Nightmare Before Christmas. I'll be honest, I've only ever seen part of that. I never really got into it, but a lot of people seem to like it. So that's Tyler's. Zeke said Arthur Christmas, and I didn't know what that one was until I saw it on Rotten Tomatoes. That's 92% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to have to check that one out. It's a 3D CG animated family comedy, Arthur Christmas. Ken Potter said Die Hard. Yes. Yes, Ken. That one is definitely one of the best ones out there. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your favorite holiday movies? Let's take a phone call quick. If my phone starts working. Maybe not. There we go. Hold on. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. That one is definitely near the top, I think, for a lot of people.
Especially with Christy Brinkley.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Ever. Ever. All right, Larry, thanks for the call, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's true. Christy Brinkley in anything will make it better, even now. Even now at the age of 60, I would just watch her sitting on a chair for a couple hours. Is that weird? All right, we'll take more holiday movies when we come back.
IRX.
Good morning. 7:48 and 31. Talking about favorite holiday movies this morning. It's that time of year. They're always on. I always like to, kind of get in the holiday spirit, throw in a holiday movie, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. It's always nice. I'm a big fan of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Frosty the Snowman, It's a Wonderful Life. Got some great comments on Facebook. April said A Christmas Carol starring Patrick Stewart. I don't think I've seen that one. Caitlin said Elf or Santa Claus. Those are two amazing ones. Elf and the OG Santa Claus. Santa Claus 2 and 3 aren't bad, but the OG Santa Claus with Tim Allen, the first one, is awesome. It's such a good movie. And of course, Elf. That's in a league all its own. You can never go wrong with those ones. Dan said Gremlins. Yes. Yes. Gremlins is a holiday movie. There's no denying that. And it's a great holiday movie. Let's see. Patrick said Die Hard. Goose, you serious, Clark? You serious, Clark? Yes. Yes, you cannot go wrong with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's, of course, one of the best ones ever. One of the best ones ever. It was great comments. I just know this holiday season, put in a holiday movie, find a new one. Take a chance on some. If you're wondering, check out like RottenTomatoes.com. They have their list there, and they have all the ones that are like certified fresh. The different ones. Obviously, A Miracle on 34th Street. That's not my favorite one. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's not nearly as good as It's a Wonderful Life, but still good. Still a very good Christmas movie. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is another classic one that'll make you feel good. A Christmas Story. Either way, take a chance on some new ones if you haven't seen one, or maybe dig up some old ones that you haven't watched in a while and get in the holiday spirit. All right? Everyone's nicer when they're in the holiday spirit.